So we're talking about your suit against the city of Chicago. And the first thing is, I'm just going to quote from your suit, and it says that an employee named Mr. Devane and possibly others routinely and regularly and on behalf of the city of Chicago and its agencies certified on federal grants and contracts that the city of Chicago had a compliant equal opportunity program and affiliate action policies. Do these people certify all federal grants and contracts? I mean, are there federal grants and contracts that don't require the city to make such certification?
That's correct.
What is the difference? Like, on which ones do they have to certify and not certify?
The city receives various grants and from the federal government. The city is, by definition, a government contractor, and it basically just depends on the stipulation of the grant whether or not they would need to do a separate certification.
So some do, some require certification and some don't.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then if they don't, on ones they don't do certification for, is the city still, in your opinion, not compliant for the grants and contracts for which it didn't make certification?
Yes, because the law is the law, and the law certifies that all government contractors need to be compliant with the guidelines set forth in the statute, which garner that they need a EEO and also AAP plan implemented.
How did you learn that the city's EEO and AA programs existed on paper only?
When I began to work for the Department of Human Resources, in Mr. Devane's absence, I was given oversight over that program. And at that time, when it was presented to me to sign, I investigated and found out that the city was not compliant in this area.
About when was that?
I would say October of 2006.
When you investigated, how did you learn that they weren't compliant? Like what did you see?
Well, the document specifically states EEO and AAP plan. Based on that, I pulled the city's current plan to review it and found that the city was did not have any of the programs in place that it was saying that it had as representative of its equal opportunity and affirmative action programs.
Can you give me a couple examples?
In terms of a executive advisory committee that basically oversees equal opportunity within the city, that's one that I remember that stands out. But I actually went through the booklet page by page and did not see any consistency with anything that the city was performing at that time.
Is there any other thing that you remember that they weren't doing that it said they should do?
Well, utilization analysis, also training.
Excuse me, you say utilization of what?
Utilization analysis is simply looking at your workforce and also looking at the workforce, say for the city of Chicago, census data, and seeing how you stand up against that. And if you somehow don't measure up, it's taking affirmative action toward programs to make sure that you are being consistent with the workforce that you are part of.
So as far as you could tell, the city wasn't doing any of that sort of analysis.
The city was not doing any of that.
When you brought this stuff to the attention of Commissioner King, what was her reaction?
She was astonished and shocked and immediately sought to try to get the city compliant.
Pretty much what you'd expect, I guess.
Yes, she was.
So she was generally surprised, genuinely surprised.
Yes, she was surprised as I was as well.
And then in your suit, you talk about Brian Murphy in the mayor's office. How do you know that Commissioner King brought your concerns to Mr. Murphy and that Mr. Murphy wanted you to keep quiet?
I was told this. I was told that a meeting occurred and this is what was said.
Did King tell you?
I think a lot has to come out during the court case, so but I was told.
Okay. By reliable sources.
Very, yes.
And then it says in your suit that you were relocated to a different office shortly after that. Why do you think you were relocated?
I was told that I was relocated in an effort to silence me and to intimidate me.
How would that have silenced you?
Well, I was told that not only was I told to move me, but people were told to get rid of me or something to that effect. But, I can only tell you what I was told.
What kind of office was it?
I've been moved 16 times since my employment with the city. So
you've been keeping count.
Yeah, I've been keeping count. So I've been moved 16 times, most were at the direction of persons that will be announced during the trial.
The first time you were moved, what sort of office was it?
At that time, I was moved to City Hall from the DePaul Center.
So physically off-site?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was anything good about the office?
Yeah, it was that at that time, it was a good office, but all of my job duties were taken away from me.
How many allegedly false certifications do you personally have knowledge of the city making in terms of this EEO compliance and AA compliance?
Certifications are generally linked with certain grants. I can't really say specifically how many grants that has been over a 15 to 20 year period, but I would say that the dollar amount is over billions if you look at the total time period in which the city has alleged compliance and they've not been compliant.
Were there certain situations where you saw that the city had, for example, made the certification or signed on the dotted line, as it were? Like, how many of those did you see, would you say?
I've witnessed personally, I would say, probably over 20 signed certifications.
Over what period of time was it?
From the period of time of 2006 through 2009.
And any particular departments that you, for the ones that you witnessed?
Yes, for police, it's called Family and Support Services now, public health, and there are more I really can't recall right now.
I'm going to read again from your suit. It says, delegates of the City of Chicago were instructed to fill out government forms stating that the City of Chicago had not received any complaints or charges of equal employment type discrimination charges in an effort to avoid having the City of Chicago's non-implemented plan exposed and investigated. And it goes on to say, it was reported to the relator, that being you, that delegates performed said tasks without question, despite knowing that the city received a magnitude of equal employment opportunity complaints, both internally and externally. So this has to do with, the delegates who had been doing this. How did you learn that they had been doing that?
I was told directly by one of the persons who performed the task.
And did that person give you an idea, how long they'd been doing that or how much they'd been doing it?
At that time, he'd been employed for the city for 7 to 8 years, and so he had been doing it throughout his tenure with the city.
Did you get an idea that other people were doing it too?
Yes.
How many people did you get an idea were doing it?
Well, I had began to do a cursory investigation, but I did receive some results, but during the course of that, I was removed from my position.
So when you got results, you began to see that other people were doing it?
Yes, definitely.
Can you tell me any of their names?
No, not at this time.
Do any of them still work for the city?
I can't say yes. Well, I can't say specifically. I know that there's one person there, but actually she was giving us her certifications to sign off on, so she wasn't directly doing it herself. So I can't say for sure.
When you say they were giving us her certifications?
Well, the departments would give the certifications to DHR to sign off that the city was compliant. Some departments did that, perform that.
Your suit also states that the city unlawfully applied for federal funding over 20 years. How did you get the 20-year figure?
I began to do research and looking for the time period of trying to find when the processes were in place that would make the city compliant under the statute. And it took me to a window that was 15 to 20 years. It seemed that there was a period of noncompliance since the Harold Washington administration.
Can you tell me anything about the sort of documentation that showed you that?
There were just old files and records, but I guess that'll be a part of the discovery in the court case.
Your suit also states that the EEOAA Council has responsibility to implement and monitor the city's EEOAA plan. That seems to contradict the city's most recent document, the Diversity and Equal Employment Opportunity, a little booklet. That document assigns those responsibilities to another entity called the Diversity Officer.
I think it was the intent of that office for that policy to take over the preceding policy.
And that office would be?
The Office of Compliance. So I think their policy is to supersede the other policy. But I really can't speak directly to that, but that's what I was told.
So in spite of the fact that that's the way the policy is laid out now, that this diversity officer takes that over in your suit, you're saying that, you know, up until that time, this other entity had that responsibility.
Well, at the time my suit was filed, that policy did not exist.
Do you know when that policy was enacted?
I think it was October or December of 2008. I mean, it was disseminated. You know, my suit would contend that that policy is not implemented as well.
Last year, you filed another suit against the city alleging that the mayor's office quashed compliance executive director Tony Boswell's plan to make you the city's chief affirmative action compliance officer. And that as a result, Boswell had you removed from his department. Do you see any connection between that occurrence and the one described in your latest suit?
I think that they're all interrelated. I think that the city has exhibited a continuing pattern and practice of harassment geared towards me. And there's evidence to support that is on record as of today.
How did you end up working for Boswell to begin with?
I was detailed to the Office of Compliance by the Federal Monitor to basically take me away from an environment in which I was being harassed and retaliated against within the Department of Human Resources. So, as I call it, it's the Witness Protection Program that deployed me to the Office of Compliance.
How did that end up happening? You presumably talked to the monitor?
The harassment was such that I was in constant contact with the federal monitor, and basically I presented all the incidents that were occurring, and as a result, the federal monitor moved in and requested that I be detailed to the Office of Compliance until such time that an investigation could be conducted.
How did you feel about that?
How did I feel about
being detailed to compliance?
I just wanted to leave the harassment, so I was a little bit skeptical, but I just wanted to get to an environment in which I wouldn't be harassed.